This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Mary McCarthy, founder and journaling therapy guide at createrightnow.com that guides and inspires people to create a daily pen-to-paper journal writing practice for health, healing, and wellness. Mary, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's great to talk to you again, Eric.
Good to have you back as well. Hope you had a great holiday season. And to kick things off today, for those that may not be familiar, tell us briefly, what is Create Right Now?
Create Right Now is the Journaling Power Center. It's home of a service called Writing for the Health of It. Journal writing is the ultimate health, healing, and personal transformation tool. And what Create Right Now does is we guide and inspire people to use the power of their own journal writing process to increase their self-awareness, to nurture their self-growth, and to improve their physical, mental, and spiritual health and well-being.
How and why was Create Right Now set up? What was the inspiration to create the business?
A while back, I had an exacerbation, an episode, if you will, of from my experience with multiple sclerosis, otherwise known as MS. And I lost feeling and function on the right side of my body. So I needed a way to teach myself how to write with my left hand. And as synchronicity often works, a friend introduced me to a concept called The Morning Pages by a writer and author by the name of Julia Cameron. And what she did is sit down and with a pen and a paper and just write 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing every single day. As it turns out, I became left-handed very quickly because one of the things I found in my writing process was that I had always been left-handed, but the wonderful nuns at St. Bernard's School helped convince my mother that I needed to change and be right-handed like all the other good little Catholic girls. So when I started uncovering all these really interesting, exciting things about my childhood, my experiences, I thought, wow, I need to share this wonderful free tool with the world. And that's how I came up with journaling for the health of it, or writing for the health of it, and set up my company, Create Right Now, to show people and how they can tap into themselves simply by putting pen to page every day and understand who really lives in their body and participate in creating the life of health and well-being that I'm sure everybody wants to live.
For those that are interested, how does a person actually get started in setting up a daily pen to page writing for the health of it practice?
It's very easy, and you start anywhere. It's very much individual. Whatever you feel like doing, whether you feel like writing in the morning, writing at night, writing in the coffee shop, whatever, it just involves getting a pen that you like to write with, a notebook, something that you have lying around the house, or you can go to your corner drugstore and pick out something. And just, it involves spending time with yourself, and that's something that's very different and difficult sometimes for people to do, is just sitting down with your journal and writing. It's like I said, it's something that very in our fast-paced world where we're rushing, sitting down and spending time with ourself is something very different. And if we get into it, we find out we're carrying around all these feelings of, you know, how selfish it is. But it's something that really just involves thinking with your heart for a change and just feeling into what you want to do and just grab a pen and a paper and just sit down and just start the process.
Certainly sounds like a great idea. Today we are with Mary McCarthy, founder and journaling therapy guide at createrightnow.com that guides and inspires people to create a daily pen-to-paper journal writing practice for health, healing, and wellness here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mary, why is it important for it to be daily? Why pen-to-paper only?
Two reasons. There's something magical, mysterious, whatever. There's a connection of doing it tactily, shall I say, of connecting the page to the pen to your body and your psyche and your soul, if you will. Like I said, if you're really interested in, as I said earlier, finding out who lives in your body and why you think what you think and what ticks you off and why you get ticked off and things like that. If you really wanting to get into the secrets of your soul, if you will, it's pen to page is the way to do that. And doing it daily is that it becomes a routine, and it's we are I guess somehow programmed for negativity, and we're carrying around in our bodies all kinds of negative and erroneous messages and things like that, and we just need a routine, just like brushing your teeth, to show our body, ourselves, that we are the self-care and self-love is important, and it just needs to be, I guess, as I like to say, repetition is the most sincerest form of flattery. But I think that it's the repetition, it's the routine that just you're continually giving the message to your body and your being that you're important and your health and well-being is number one on your list.
How do people get all the health benefits available to them with a Writing for the Health of It practice? Get into that a little, if you would.
I guess I can just relate from my own personal experience. I have found that doing the writing, it somehow, again, opens me up to more and exciting, interesting parts of me. And I have understood that I'm a lot smarter, a lot wiser than I ever thought possible. And what it has helped me do is work through a lot of issues and problems and things like that. And one of the things I realized was that the drugs that I was on were just not, I mean, the cure, if you will, was worse than dealing with the symptoms of MS. And what I attribute journaling to is helping me realize that I don't need all these high-priced drugs that really are not working for me. And it's also helped me, incidentally, I'm up to, I've just started my 12th year without being on any prescription drugs. And I haven't used any over-the-counter drugs for about 8 years. So it helps the journaling process and the journaling practice, the writing process, it helps us understand that we have all the answers. We have all the intelligence, the wisdom that we need to be our own primary care providers and self-healers, and that it's just like a valuable tool to help us understand and open us up to new ways of doing things and considering possibilities. And it also helped me change my diet, and so I think that's what the I think, speaking of the health benefits, it's really amazing. It's not only emotional and mental health, it's also physical health. And it's just, and I really haven't been sick or really haven't seen needed to go to a doctor for about 7 years now. So there are all kinds of benefits that people can get from health-wise, physical health-wise, from the practice of journaling.
Certainly outstanding results that you've just shared. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or final tip for the listeners, any takeaways?
I do have a tip for our listeners. A writing for the health of a daily pen-to-paper healing health and wellness routine empowers everyone to become our own primary care providers. This daily practice shows us how to partner with our doctors and other health resources to become the healthiest person possible. All that's needed is a pen and a notebook, and a writing prompt is really good. I suggest starting with a question like, how do I feel today? And then write. And my suggestion is to write very fast.
Well, Maria, it's always good to have you. I think this is a brilliant concept. It has a simplicity approach. Certainly good stuff here. It's createrightnow.com. Mary, thanks so much for joining us here once again on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you. It was good talking with you, Eric. Have a good day.
And you as well. Always good to have you. We've been speaking with Mary McCarthy, founder and journaling therapy guide at createrightnow.com that guides and inspires people to create a daily pen-to-paper journal writing practice for health, healing, and wellness. And once again, for more information, it's createrightnow.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.